Hello everyone, it's Yana here, all Gen 20. It's the 2nd of October. I'm working from home and I'm just taking a little break in the back garden to get some fresh air and some sun actually. It's quite warm today. I was being joined by some birds earlier and some trains. They're working again, hooray! Anyway, I was going to talk about exercising, really, and walking, because I've heard quite a few people talk about that recently. Graham's Black 73 Cat was saying how he'd sold off his cross trainer, and Phil, Daylight Gambler, Beth, Poodling, and James, Sis G, just to get it all correct, were talking about how they used to go to the gym, and now they're trying to do more walking instead. Now, my first thought was, we still have our cross trainer, which is something that I acquired pre-kids. I've never been to the gym, and I think this was partly to avoid the gym. But it really worked for me back then, because I'd come home, go on there, catch up with the latest episode of Desperate Housewives or whatever. And, you know, that was okay. I got my exercise done. I guess the only other type of exercise equipment I have any kind of experience of is my dad used to have this exercise bike, and I remember, even though I was always trying to distract myself with television, I found it really weird. It was like it was messing with my brain. I was pedaling and I wasn't actually getting anywhere, and the scenery never changed, and when it was harder I wasn't actually going up a hill or anything. I just couldn't cope with that. I didn't like that at all. Very much like what Beth said, you know, when you're walking somewhere, you want to actually get somewhere and you want to see something different as you're walking along. She was talking about a treadmill, but I had the same experience with the exercise bike. So that didn't really work for me. But funnily enough, I don't get that sensation on the cross trainer. I don't know why. Now, I'm not a great runner, never liked running, and, you know, especially now my knees very strongly object if I try and do any kind of running. But the cross trainer I always found pretty low impact, and that worked for me, so I didn't mind that. But when I do go on there, then I tend to catch up on a podcast, usually probably the Weekendry, which is a fantastic radio show, and it's got great music. And James, who presents it, is very funny. So I kind of forget that I'm exercising. So that's a great listen. If you want to catch it live, it's on again tonight, on Thursday, 9 p.m, Mint FM. But I don't, unfortunately, get that much time anymore to go on the cross trainer. The other exercise I like is swimming, which is probably my favourite sport. But again, it's a bit of a time commitment going to the local pool, isn't it? I suppose the chlorine water is not that kind to my hair or my ears. And then there's nothing else. There's nothing for me to listen to at the pool, and there's nothing to see. So my mind always wander, and then I forget how many lanes I've already done. Always happens. So again, I very much prefer swimming out in open water. What's called wild swimming here, I think. Going to an actual lake and taking in some nature and some scenery while I'm swimming. Much prefer that. I want to do more swimming again though, really. So taking the kids swimming at the weekend, even though obviously I'm not getting much actual swimming done that way. I suppose I came to the same conclusion. The best thing is to do something that I can incorporate into my day. And Simon bought me this Jawbone app wristband last year. So now I'm using that. And that it tells me how much I've slept and how well, which is quite useful. Not enough, I can tell you that now. I'm a night owl. I'm always in bed too late. But also it expects me to do 10,000 steps a day, or it tells me off. And it's been really interesting to see. My school run isn't very long. How much I have to do on top of that to get to the 10,000 steps. So I just try and sit down a little less around the house, and I park a bit further away, you know, or I think, oh, can I just leave the car instead of driving to that shop? I'll just leave the car there and I'll walk across. So I'm a lot more conscious of the walking I'm doing, and I find that's actually quite that's easier to incorporate that into my day rather than setting aside special time for exercising. So yeah, that's my thoughts on that. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I made it this far, and I shall have a look at the Octava topics now, and probably do some work as well. Anyway, I'll speak to you soon. Hope you're enjoying Thursday. Bye for now.